Day one of World Cup 2010, a pretty anticlimactic day, it has to be said, and I don't know if it's just me, but those bloody vuvuzelas really do get on my wick. I hope they don't come over here. Of course, the Mexican wave was all the rage in the Mexico World Cup, and if those vuvuzelas come over here, well, I can see them being shoved somewhere the sun doesn't shine, that are just about the right shape. Highly annoying. And that first game, South Africa against Mexico, I thought the Mexicans missed a massive chance. They should have hammered South Africa, and the Mexicans, perennial underachievers, they needed a late strike to equalise. But what about the French in the evening kickoff against Uruguay? They should have beaten the Uruguayans. The Uruguay mob look a fairly average team, it has to be said, but no wonder the French hate their manager. He seemed to make some stupid substitutions, and like Mark Lawrenson said on the BBC, why didn't they play wide against 10 men with two very, very good flankers? Beyond me, really. I thought the French were going to get these 3 points. It would have set them up. They would have won the group, I think, quite readily if they get these 3 points, but as it is, it's wide open now. And France, to me, look a light of old. Hopefully it'll be much better stuff tomorrow, but those bloody vuvuzelas, good God, I hope we never see the likes of that in the Premiership. Tomorrow, England against the USA. What do I know? About as much as you, really. The only thing I do know, though, is I think David James is going to start in goal. That's the big rumour that I've been told, and hopefully we can beat the Americans at least 3-0. RacingDiary.co.uk every single day for podcasts, for the latest bets, and of course the best odds. It's going to be a great World Cup. We've got Royal Ascot next week. I'm at York on Saturday, so I'll have some tips for you on Saturday morning. Looking forward to it. It's going to be fantastic. But two really moderate games, it has to be said. But I thought France had a bit of value at 20-1 to win the World Cup. Wouldn't put a penny on them now.